This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration presses Turkey to end its military action in Syria. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
Facing mounting criticism for the pullout of U.S. troops from Syria that preceded Turkey's ongoing military assault, the Trump administration is on the defensive. Speaking to reporters outside the White House late Monday, Vice President Mike Pence pushed back on the charge that President Trump gave Turkey the go-ahead for its offensive.
The United States of America did not give a green light to Turkey to invade Syria.
Pence added that in a call with Turkish leader Erdogan earlier Monday, Trump called for an immediate end to Turkey's military action in Syria. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The administration now puts the blame on Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for the resurgence of Islamic State, a growing humanitarian crisis, and possible war crimes. A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be on stage for the party's next primary debate Tuesday in the U.S. state of Ohio. This will be the fourth Democratic debate since June and will feature the largest group on stage for a single debate. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer, a former hedge fund investor and environmental activist, will join the 10 Democrats who took part in the previous debate in September. The Texas police officer who was jailed for shooting and killing a black woman in her home has posted bail and is free. Bond was set at $200,000. He was arrested just hours after he resigned from the Fort Worth police force on Monday. The city's police chief, Edwin Krause, told a news conference that Dean would have been fired had he not resigned. Dean, who is white, shot 28-year-old Jefferson, who is black, through a house window Saturday after a neighbor called a non-emergency police line to report Jefferson's front door had been left open. She was in the house with her 8-year-old nephew. This is VOA News. At least one Republican lawmaker is once again calling for open testimony after a former aide to President Trump testified during a closed session of the impeachment inquiry. Fiona Hill, the senior director for European and Russian affairs on Mr. Trump's National Security Council, until July when she left the White House, was expected to shed light into the dismissal of the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, who testified last week also in closed session. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin questions the validity of the ongoing impeachment inquiry by House Democrats.
This was another day in Adam Schiff's kangaroo court. This morning, we put a request in with the parliamentarian. We're still waiting for an answer. Which House rule governs any of this? I've asked Adam Schiff this at the beginning of the second deposition. We've now made the request this morning to the parliamentarian this morning. We're waiting for an answer.
Mr. Trump, in a late July phone conversation with the Ukrainian president, asked for a favor that Ukraine investigate the Bidens and reach out to Rudy Giuliani and Trump's Attorney General William Barr. That prompted the impeachment inquiry proceedings. Spain's Supreme Court on Monday jailed 9 Catalan separatist leaders for between 9 and 13 years for their role in a failed independence bid, a decision that triggered mass protest in the region and left the future course of the dispute uncertain. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener has details.
Before Madrid stepped in to impose direct rule, the 9 Catalan leaders were jailed for sedition, while another 3 were convicted of disobedience and not given prison sentences. All were cleared of the gravest charge, rebellion. After its ruling, the Supreme Court issued a European arrest warrant for Carles Puigdemont, the former regional head of Catalonia who lives in self-imposed exile in Belgium. He called the sentences an atrocity and said now was the time to react like never before. Spain's government has said it's ready to take direct control of Catalonia once again if secessionist leaders there break the law.
That is Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. U.S.-based economists won the 2019 Nobel Economics Prize on Monday for work fighting poverty that has helped millions of children by favoring practical steps over theory. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.